right now.
Yeah, I actually voted for it as well. And, you know, I don't think it was great policy on the federal level to just continue to incur debt without figuring out a plan of how we're going to pay for it one day. But I think when you look at it at the state level, or even more specifically, even for District 1, I think it becomes a net positive, because when you're looking at all the money that's going to be infused into the state, as well as providing the additional coverage, I think it's 43,000 or 44,000 projected South Dakotans. I think it'll provide an overall benefit for District 1 beyond what we would have gotten, you know, from that $5 or $6 million from the legislature. I think what the incentives that the federal government has offered within the last couple of years, I think has definitely made the program worth it.